Okay, today is Daf Zayin. Zayin, I'm a Sefer Shavuos. We're on Vav Amud Beis by the two dots, about 7-8 lines from the bottom. Today's share is sponsored by Avumi and Chavi Khan, Lila Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. So we're up to the two dots where it said, we're quoting now from the Mishnah that said, Es Shieshpa Yediyat B'tchila. If you knew that you had Tumah, you knew, then you forgot, then you remember. Okay? So now we're going to explain. If you knew you had Tumah, then you forgot, then you knew again. What happens if you, what does such a person do? In other words, he knew he was Tameh, then he went to the Beis HaMikdash. He forgot. Then he remembered again. Such a person brings a carbon Olav Yored. It's a Chatas. It's called Olav Yored because Olav Yored means the price changes depending on what, on your financial status. Right? Good? Now, says the Gemara. Tanar Banan. Menayin, how do you know She'ena Kasav Madavar El V'Tumas Mikdash Ukidasha? How do you know that that's what the carbon Olav Yored is for? What's it for? It's for a situation of Tumas Mikdash Ukidasha. Right? Maybe it's talking about Stam Tumah. Stam Tumah. The guy becomes Tameh. Right? Maybe that's what it's talking about. Why is it talking about Tumas Mikdash Ukidasha? Maybe it's talking about Stam Tumah. Now, there's no issue to become Tameh. There's no issue to become Tameh. The guy wants to become Tameh. There's no Isser in that. So it's the Gemara asking for either a Kohen. Kohen does have an Isser. Or it could be, we're talking about Yisrael by the Regalim. Then such a Yisrael has an Isser not to become Tameh. Because if he becomes Tameh, he can't be all the Regal. As a general rule, there's no Isser to become Tameh for a Jew, for Yisrael, no Isser. So maybe that's the question. Others say, it's not a general question, whatever it is. So who said that a carbon Olav Yored is for Tumas Mikdash Ukidasha? who said that? We said it all along, but now the Gemara says, how do you know that? Vidinhu. You know what the answer is? The answer is, it's a Kal V'chomer. Right? It's not really a Kal V'chomer. What it means is it's a limud. Ho'el v'hizir onesh. Ho'el sid v'hizir. There's a warning v'onash al ha'tumah. And is an onesh on tumah that's talking about b'mezid. If somebody does that b'mezid, if somebody goes is tameh and goes onto the mikdash grounds, or if someone is tameh and eats kajib b'mezid, such a person gets karet, right? B'mezid, you get an onesh for that. B'mezid onash al tumah the chayiv carbon al tumah. And you chayev a carbon, right? Now, ma shehizir v'anash al tumah. When it comes to amazing, lo hizir v'anash el al tumas mikdash ukidashav. The only time somebody gets courage is if he does it b'mezid regarding tumas mikdash and kidashav. If somebody becomes tamei b'mezid and it has nothing to do with the beis hamikdash, in other words, there's a maze in that room. And you've been made to walk into that room, and you make yourself tameh, you don't get courage for that. So too, ah, because you're chayiv, carbon ala tumah, when you're chayiv, a carbon for tumah, lo chayiv, ela al mikdash ukidashav, you're only chayiv if it's mikdash ukidashav. By the way, because the psukim in Parshas, I think it's Parshas Vayikra, it says, nefesh ashar tiga b'chol dover tameh. Oh, benivlas chayet tameya. Oh, benivlas behemet tameya. Oh, benivlas sheret tameh. Benel amedibu tameh. So the fact that you bring a carbon for some kind of halal by tumah, that's not can't be disputed. It's a bar pasuk. The question is, what is it talking about? So we said it's talking about mikdash rukadasha. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's talking about stam tumah. That's impossible, says the Gemara. You know why? Because b'mezid can only be by mikdash and kadasha. There's no such thing as getting courage to become tamei b'mezid. You touch that share, it's b'mezid. It's impossible. It must be talking about even a kohen, and even a yisrael by the regel. No courage for that. So it must, if the maze is only talking about beis hamikdash, so too the shogeg can only be talking about beis hamikdash. Meaning, mikdash and kiddushav, the beis hamikdash and holy food, that's the only time you're being covered all over the Orange. Okay? That's the Gemara starts off. Okay? Good? Now, says the Gemara, the Ema Truma, maybe the Mikdash and Kedashav that we're talking about is Truma. In other words, maybe you know when you've been covering all of the Oreb? If you're Tame, you eat Truma, and then you remember afterwards you were Tame. Who said it's talking about Kachim? Maybe he's talking about Truma. After all, Truma's called Kachim. A Kohen. He's still never allowed to eat Truma. Right? Dilma Ashkecha, where is it? Deima Truma, Shehizir V'Anash. You know why? Because if you do that for Mazit, what's the Onesh if someone eats Truma V'Mazit? What's the Onesh if someone eats Truma V'Mazit? The answer is, Misa Mitei Shemayim. Very good. Why are you saying it's Kachim? Maybe it's Truma. Right? Says the Gemara, Lo Ashkechan Avon Misa, T'chayev Aleha Karban. There's never a case where someone is chayev Misa Mitei Shemayim and has to bring a carbon. No such case. No such animal. There's no such situation where if someone does something with Misa, he gets Misa Mitei Shemayim, and if someone does something with Shogeg, he has to bring a carbon. Impossible. The Gemara now is making a distinction between Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim and Kares. What's the difference? The difference is that Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim only affects you, and Kares affects your children as well. Okay? Another Kimli problem. It's not such a thing. It's never such a thing. Don't suggest for a moment that the carbon Olivi Yoreh is talking about Truma. Can't be. You know why? Because Truma B'mezid gives you Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim. Right? And there's no such thing where bringing Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim for Mazid and a carbon for Shogeg. No such thing. Can't be. Kares is no problem. Okay? Why? Because every situation of Kares that you do B'Shogeg, you bring a Chatos. That's every Mitzvah in the Torah is like that. But for Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim, it's no such thing. That's too radical. Cars have a way out. You have a katak, right? Misa de Shemayim. There's no such thing. Look at Rashi. Look at the bottom line. She'ein chatos bo ella ashigadas kares. The only time you bring the chatos is if you do a shogeg that would bring you kares. Kidam rina b'horias. Like we're going to learn in a few months in Horias. Right? Look at the bottom Tosfos. Tema. Kasha. Hachanami. So too. Lo Ashkechan Avon Kareth. You never find an Aveir of Kareth, the Chayav Aleha Karban Olivi Oreth. You never find such a thing either. You never find a situation where you get Kareth, if you do it for Mazid, and Bishoga, you bring a Karban Olivi Oreth. So who said we're talking about Kachem? We suggested maybe it's Truma. Nah, that's impossible. You know why? There's no such time where you have bring a carbon ola, where you bring a Mitzvah B'dei Shemayim will translate into a carbon. That's also no such thing as Karet and or will be Uri. No such thing. No such thing also. What is the answer? The Yesh Lomar, listen to this answer. Dahu Taima Adifle Tfe. You hear that? I'll translate those words in English. Dahu Taima, that reason, Adifle Tfe is better. What does that mean? What do those words mean? What it means is that in a chanami, there's no case of a kares b'mezid that will give you carbon ol v'yoreh b'shogeg. But there are cases where it's kares b'mezid and it's chatas b'shogeg. And a carbon ol v'yoreh, by the way, is a chatas. So it's always the kula, you could be cheap if you don't have the money. That's not, it's a chatas. So that's not a problem. The fact that that's okay. Tomorrow's daf is going to say why we be mekel. Why we makel on you? Tomorrow's daf will come up. That will makel on you. Right? Why we makel? Because if you're poor, it's okay. You bring a cheaper one. What about a regular carbon chatas? You don't have the money? Too bad. Go borrow it. Too bad. You got to bring a carbon chatas. So by all the rain, we have rachmanas on you. You bring flour. It's much cheaper. Right? So tell us, that's not a problem. You have kares, we made it. And what do you have, b'shogeg? A carbon. What is it, a chatas? Of course it's a chatas. Oh, that's all right. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ema, this is similar to what we just said. Ema, maybe, Hanimili, that's all true, carbon kavua. That's if it's a carbon chatos, a real carbon chatos. Aval, oluviore, but if it's a carbon oluviore, nicey, why don't you bring the carbon oluviore? Right? Maybe you bring a carbon oluviore, even, what does this question mean? Even if there'll be only Misa B'dei Shemayim, who said it's only by Karet, maybe it's from Misa B'dei Shemayim, Midi Dahavi, no difference, Ashmias Kol, on a Shavuot Edus, the Abitus Shifasayim. Or if you make a full Shavuot, I swear that today's Friday, not Friday, today's Sunday. I make a Shavuot like that, ridiculous Shavuot, after being a carbon oluviore. That's not a Karet if you violate those B'mezit, right? Right? What is it? Malchus. It's not a Karet, it's not even Mitzvah Shemayim. It's nothing. So who said that we have this rule? That only Karet, you can bring a carbon oluviore. What do you mean? I bring a carbon oluviore if I make a ridiculous shavuah. So maybe, I would have to be a carbon oluviore if I ate Tumah B'Shogeg. Maybe. Why is it only Tumah B'Shogeg Kedusha? Why? What? No, we're saying when you bring a carbon oluviore, if a guy forgot his tameh and he goes to the Beis Hamikdash, maybe if a guy forgot his tameh and he ate truma, says the Gemara, that's impossible. You know why? Because if you ate truma b'mezid, you get a misa b'dei shemayim. So how can a misa b'dei shemayim b'mezid translate into a carbon b'shogeg? Says the Gemara, why not? What about shavuos? Ridiculous shavuos. What's that b'mezid? Malchus. So b'shogeg, it's misa b'dei shemayim. It's a carbon oluviore. What's the big deal? Says the Gemara, no, the answer is Amar Kra, Ba. It says Ba, right? And Ba, Lima'ute Truma. Ba comes to exclude Truma. Right? The pasuk is, O Kiiga, Itumas Adam, Machal Tumasar, Shayitma, Ba, right? It's a Xeris HaKasim. It says Ba, no Truma. Ema, maybe Ba, Lima'ute Mikdash. What do you mean? Maybe Ba comes to exclude Mikdash. Why does it come to exclude Mikdash? The low savile the carbon oluviore. That you can't get away with that. Carbon oluviore is too cheap. That's too much of a. It's too lenient. Guy goes to the base for his tummy. He's going to get away with the carbon oluviore. That's too lenient. You know what? I demise the carbon kavua. You have to be a carbon kavua, right? So it says the Gemara. Curry. Rava alei de Rebbe. Rava said about Rebbe. He drew water from the deep well. Meaning, Rebbe's going to explain why that's not a kasha. Rebbe's going to explain why that's not a kasha. Why it's perfectly acceptable to bring a carbon oluviore to Tumas Mikdash Rukadasha, even though I might think you're getting away with too much. You're getting away with so much. Such a grievous aveira is enough. Is enough to get away with such a small carbon? That was our kasha. Right? We said, Ba excludes Truma. Truma does no carbon oluviore. Mikdash yeh? Such a small, cheap carbon for such a grievous aveira? Says Rav, Rebbe answered that kasha. Why is it called, it's going to be a kava, it's going to be a Xer Shava. It's going to be a Xer Shava. Right? The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ekrani, Chaya Behema. The words Chaya Behema are written by carbon oluviore. Lama Nemra, Nemra Khan Behema Tamea. It says by carbon oluviore, Behema Tamea. Venema Lahalan, and it says by a different place, Behema Tamea. That's also by Tuma. Ma Lahalan, Tumas Kodesh, Afkan, Tumas Kodesh. The Xerishava. That what? That you can get away with a carbon oluviore for Tuma. Ma Ashkechon Tumas Kodesh. That's for Tumas Kodesh. That's if it's holy things, holy food. Tumas Mikdash Benola. What about the Beis Hamikdash itself? Amar Kra. The pasuk says V'chol Kodesh Lo Siga V'la Mikdash Lo Savo. It's written in the same pasuk. Kodesh and Mikdash. Ask Iskash Mikdash Lo Kodesh. So they make a comparison. The heckish. Says Rava, you had a kasha. How can someone get away with bringing a carbon oluviore? for such a grievous avera. Nah, Rebbe said it's a derish ava. Asks the Tosfos Rosh of the Ritva. Wait a minute, you can't. What does Rava say? Oh my goodness, let me tell you about Rebbe. Rebbe was the person who drew water from the deep well. What did Rebbe do? He gave a derish ava. Asks the Tosfos Rosh of the Ritva. Big deal. You can't make a derish ava unless you have a kapala from your Rebbe. What's Rebbe's big godless over here? Rava says, let me tell you how awesome Rebbe is. You know why? He made a Zerah Shavah. She can't make a Zerah Shavah unless you heard from your Rebbe. What's the big godless? What's the big praise? Right? Without your Rebbe, you can't make a Zerah Shavah. You can't make it up on your own. It's not logic. You can't make it up on your own. So Rava says, well, let me tell you, Rebbe, so amazing. What unbelievable. So deep. He made a Zerah Shavah. He heard from his Rebbe. So the answer we've said many, many times, not necessarily were the details of the Gzeirah Shavah learned from Rebbe to Talmud. The words were learned from Rebbe to Talmud. In other words, Rebbe sat as a student and heard from his Rebbe that the words B'chaya, Behemoth Tmeya, and Behemoth Tmeya are available for Gzeirah Shavah. We have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that they're available for Gzeirah Shavah. What the Gzeirah Shavah is, that you can make up on your own. That you have the right to make up. That's what Rebbe did, and that's amazing. That's one answer. The other answer, the Rash answers exactly the other way around. We had a Kabbalah, that we had a Gezeirah Shavah comparing Tumah and Mikdash to give you Gezeirah Shavah, that a carbon olah v'yored is enough, it's a good enough kapara for Tumah's Mikdash v'Kedusha. Which works? Oh, Rebbe figured out which works. It's either one. It's both parts. It's got opposite. Either the words were made up by Rebbe, or the idea was made up by Rebbe. Right? Of course, whatever opinion you hold, the kernel has to come from your Rebbe, which comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. The details, that you can do on your own. So Rav is praising Rebbe for coming up with this part. Okay. Ihachi, if we just said that we're comparing Mikdash, Thomas Mikdash, and Thomas Kedusha, to tell you that all covered all of the Yoreh is good enough, Ihachi Trumanami. Then why isn't Truma good enough? After all, Damar Mar, B'chol Kodesh L'Siga, Rabbi says that Truma, that B'chol Kodesh, that Truma is in the parasha of Kudshim. Truma is called Kudshim on some level. So why can't Truma be good enough? So the Gemara says, Hamir Rachman Ba. We just said that we have the word Ba doesn't allow Truma to fit in. Says the Gemara, Ein Ba Lemu'ute Mikdash. Maybe Ba comes to exclude Mikdash. Didn't we ask this question 10 lines ago? Right? Just ask this question. Right? We just asked this question 10 lines ago. Maybe Ba comes to exclude Mikdash. And what did we answer? No, we have a Gzeirah Shavah from Rebbe, a deep bar from Rebbe. We just ask this question. What's the Gemara doing? So, I didn't make up that question. Tosfos Rosh asked that question. Right? Now, he said like this. That the previous question was as follows. Perhaps the previous word ba should have excluded Tumas Mikdash and Tumas Kodesh. Right? Now the Gemara is saying maybe we're only excluding Tumas Mikdash because Tumas Kodesh we already learned from the Gzeirah Shavah of Behemoth Tmeya. You know, maybe that's the answer. Maybe before we thought the Ba should exclude both. Then we had a Gzeirah Shavah and then we had a Hekesh. So maybe now the Gemara is asking, well, who said that they have so much learning over here? You have a Gzeirah Shavah plus a Hekesh. Who said all that is true? Maybe the Hekesh have a Kasha. You know, they have Kasha of the Hekesh. Maybe the Hekesh is not so, and maybe only one of them is excluded. Maybe Ba should exclude only one of them. The question better than the answer. We're going to reject it anyway. It says the Gemara, Mishtabra, Mikdash, well actually we're not going to reject it, we're going to have such a strong Kasha, we're going to change everything we just said. Anyway, Mishtabra, Mikdash lo mamtinan. It's Mishtabra that Mikdash is not excluded. You know why? Because Mikdash is what we're dealing with. Shekain b'kares. What if we do b'nezit? Get kares. Kimosa. Just like Tumas Kodesh. You don't get kares if it's Truma. Says the Gemara, what you said before. Adarabba. Truma lo mamtinon. Truma should not be excluded. You know why? Shekein achila kamosa. It's about eating. Kodesh is about eating kutzim. Truma is about eating. So why are you picking truma over mikdash? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela amarava, a whole different answer. As a matter of fact, a whole different answer. Shalosh krisos b'shlamim lama. It says three times by shlamim that if you eat shlamim, you get kareh. What are the three times? Achas leklal. One is a klal. It says, don't eat kudzim when you're tameh. V'achas leprat. And another time it says, don't eat shlamim when you're tameh. V'achas, and the third one, l'tumah haksuva b'torah stam. We're talking about tumas stam, right? Now, the first one says, kol ish, any man, asher yikrav mikol zarachem el hakodshim, dot, v'nichvasa ha-nefesh ahi. That's in Vayikra Perek Chof B. The next one says, v'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach ha-shlamim, somebody eats shlamim, v'tumaso alav, v'nichvasa ha-nefesh ahi. With that, that's in Vayikra Perek Zayin. So we have Chof B, Perek Zayin. The third one is also Perek Zayin. The nefesh kitiga b'chol tamei b'tumas adam b'tumas dehemo b'chol sheret sheket tamei v'ochal basar zevach hashlamim b'nichras hanefesh ahi. Also, if you eat shlamim, you get kareh. Why don't you eat three? So, shalosh kitzos b'shalom lama achas leklal. One's a general rule. It says don't eat any kutzim when you tamei. The achas leprat. One's a prat. What is it? Don't eat shlamim when you tamei. It's specific shlamim. The achas and the third one. L'tuma haksuva b'tora stam. Right? It doesn't say what tuma it is. Deniyadeya mahi. I don't know what kind of tuma that is. Havi omer, that must mean tumas kodesh. That's tumas kodesh. B'meino inyan l'tumas kodesh. And if I don't need tumas kodesh, then afkalei midu Rebbe. You're going to have Rebbe's zereshava where he was so deep. So t'neyu inyan l'tumas mikdash. So use it for tumas mikdash. Okay? Make sense? Now we're going to learn this gigantic Rashi inside, and it'll make even more sense. And you'll see how awesome Rashi is. It's the Rashi of Achas Leklal. It's, I don't know, 10 lines with a line before Rashi gets wide. You see Achas Leklal? It's actually the last Rashi before the lines get wide. You see Achas Leklal? Moshe got it? Says Rashi, Hahi delakachim sheklal atakol. The klal means that the word, it says kachim. That includes everything. Every kachim you eat, you're going to get courage for that. And the other two specify shlamim. Umidazu nedreshes b'Torah Kahanim b'tchilas ha-sefer. And they explain this in Torah Kahanim, in the beginning of Torah Kahanim, the following midah. Dover shayeh b'chlal, something was in a klal, diyatam in a klal, and it was taken out of the klal. In other words, one pasuk says, if you eat kachim, you're going to get courage. Then another pasuk says, if you eat shlamim, you're going to get courage. Why was shlamim taken out of the klal? What do you mean it was taken out of the cloud? It was specified by itself. Lulame, to teach you halacha. Ketzad, what's going on here? Hanefesh asher tochal mibasar zevach ha-shlamim. Right, it says, if you eat shlamim, you're going to get courage. Bala shlamim b'chal kol kachim, tell you. Shlamim is included in kachim. So lama yatu. Why would the Torah make a separate pasuk to tell me, don't eat shlamim when you tell me? It says already don't eat kachim when you tell me. L'hakish aleim, to make a hakish. Ma shlamim miyuchadin kachim is be'ach, just like shlamim is special. Because it's brought on the Mizbeach, af kol kachim Mizbeach, so too all kachim Mizbeach, yatsu, you know what's excluded? Kachim Berek HaBayim. Something that's kachim, but only as Berek HaBayim. A guy donates a chair to the Beis HaMikdash. Does that chair have Kedusha? Yes. What if you touch that chair when you tell me? You get courage for that? No. Why not? Because it's not kachim. It's not real, it's not kachim. It's only Berek HaBayim's kachim. Shein HaChayav Malei Mishum Tumah. You're not chayav to tell me for that. You hear? The Yom Tomar asks Rashi, Lama ain't he done in B'klal Prat? Why don't we learn it out of B'klal Prat? Klal says kachim, and a prat says shlamim. Right? The ain't B'klal of Mashav Prat. Shlamim in, midiach rini lo. Maybe it's a klal prat. If it's a klal prat, it's like only shlamim, nothing else. Nothing else. You know what's about? So it's Rashi. Because they're not near each other.
One's in Perek Zayin, one's in Perek Chav Beit. That can't be Klal Prat. They can't be so far away from each other. Right? The Kach Meforsh and Menachos, the Perek Chav Menachos, Boz Matzah. They had the Prat, Meruchach Menachlal, if they're far away from each other, Nidon B'midazu, B'lamid Al HaKlal. One's in Perek Zayin, one's in Perek Chav Beit. You have a Klal over there and a Prat over there. That's crazy, says Rashi. So what is it? Kol Dover Shehoyah B'Klal, V'yotze Menachlal. So what's the difference between this midah and klal prat klal? What's klal prat klal? A klal is kachim, a prat is shlamim, and then a klal again is kachim. So what do we say? Everything's like the prat. So to here, shlamim's taken out of the klal, meaning everything like that prat. So what's the difference, Lamaisa? You have two midos that tell you the exact same thing. The difference is, one's far away, one's close. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Sha'ata don ke'ena prat. Well, we'll don the prat. Says Rashi, har be'yesh. A lot of different, har be'yesh, many differences. He's going to list one difference. Har be'yesh, many differences. Shemidat ke'ena prat, bala hosef ala prat, b'klal achron. When I have a cloud, prat, cloud. I have a cloud. All things. Then I have a prat, only that one. Then I have another cloud, all things. So what does that do? That adds on to the prat. Dvar machem shen ksubimbo. More things that are not written. Right? Like it says, for example, if you find any aveda, if you find a shirt, if you find a rat, if you find all these pratim, then it says any aveda you find. So what does it mean? Only those pratim? No, it means any aveda. Right? Why are they pratim? So we said, not karka, yeah, but we moved them. Zuba legalis ala prat, v'lal hosef alav. Here, the prat doesn't add on things. It just explains what the prat is. Says Rashi, that's the only difference he gives. Don't even say it. Pasuk says it's not even true. The dvarim rabim were made in the midah zu. There are so many things we learn from this midah. So many. How many things? One thing. She'enon bom b'midas ke'enah prat. Which you can't learn from the klal prat klal. For example, kigon. I'm going to give you one example. I don't know of another example. Kigon, for example. Havara. The case of Havara. Lighting a fire on Shabbos. Sha'anu omrim l'chalek yotzef. We say it's l'chalek yotzef. It's a machlokas, why Havara was singled out. Right? It says in the Torah, you can't do malacha. What does that mean? You can't do 39 things. And how many malachas are mentioned in the Torah? One. Which one? Havara. Right? Why was it singled out? So it's a machlokas. According to the ones who say it was l'chalek, midah zuhi ba. This is the midah. Havara b'chlal hoyta. Havara was included in the category of all malachas on Shabbos. Lama yasa. Why was it singled out? L'hakish aleha. To teach you a hekesh. That doesn't mean a hekesh. It means it's a model. U'legalos aleha al kol ha'klal. To reveal the entire klal. K'shem shechayev al havar b'fnei atma. Just like yechayev havar b'reitel. Kach chayev al kalachas of malacha b'sheklal b'fnei atma. So to yechayev each and every abaitel. Yeah, you hear? You hear that Rashi? It's all mouthful. Tosfos argues in every single point of this Rashi. He said it's not true that they're the same, that they're different, they're the same exact thing. The only difference is the difference is space in the Torah. One klal prat klal is right nearby. You can't have a klal prat klal 30 prakam apart from each other. That doesn't make any sense. If one pasuk, you find any aveda, that's a klal. And you find a shirt, and that's pratim. Then you have another klal. Any aveda you find, you have a klal prat klal. It's within two psukim, right? It's one story. Get of a klal prat klal, 30 psukim apart. So if you have a pasuk that says, any kachim you touch, you're going to get courage. Any, and 30 psukim later, 30 prakim later, any shlamim you touch, you're going to get courage. Why does the Torah have to say that prat? The answer is, that's what Rashi says. It's a model to tell you, only things like shlamim. What does that mean? Only karbanos. What about if I donate chairs? No, you don't get courage if you touch that. It's not cloud, cloud, cloud. It's too far apart. What is it? This verse. Kol davar shehayeh b'klal, v'yotze min ha'klal. Okay? It says Rashi, there's so many of them. He lists one. Right? Okay. But I think, you know, it's a big enough Rashi, he's driving home his point. Right? Well, Tulsa's argues at every single one of his points. Okay. Next. Now, says the Gemara, how could you tell me that this three times mentioning kares by karbanos and kachim and shlomim is to teach you this din, but he did it for another din.
Why are there three clues by Shlamim? Achas leklal, achas leprat, achas dvar she'en nechala. You know why the third one? Not to tell you carpet all the orate, but to tell you there is no karet if you become tamei with things that are not edible. Like what? Like lavona, or the wood of the mizbeah. That's kachet. But it's not edible. So do you get karet if you touch that? The answer is no. Or you eat that? You get karet if you eat that? It's not edible. There's no karet for that.
Well, Rav Shimon Damar, Dvarim She'en Nechal, Dvarim She'en Nechal, I'm sorry,
you do get karet for that. I'm sorry, you do get karet for that. It's not edible, but you ate it anyway. You took wood, you ate the wood, crazy thing. You do get karet for that. Not, doesn't teach you anything about all of the orate. It teaches you about that did. What am I going to do about that? Then how do I know carbon all of the orate? Now, by the way, Rav Shimon Damar, Dvarim She'en Nechal,
things that are not chayim, that are not edible, and you don't get courage for them. Ein chayav l'merim courage. Bishum tuma lasuye chatos. 1 minute.
Da'af v'lo Rav Shimon da'amar dvarim she'ein echolam. Ein chayav l'merim courage bishum tuma. If they're not edible, then you don't get courage, right?
For tuma, there is no courage. Lasuye chatos hapenimios that.
The chatos, the outside chatos on Yom Kippur, that is what's mechaper you for that, right?
Sol kedaita chamina. I would have thought, hold on, Rav Shimon. Since Rav Shimon said, kol she'eno karev al mizbeach achitzon kishlamin, anything that can't be brought on the mizbeach, anything that's not brought on the mizbeach achitzon like a shlamin, ein chayav melem mishum pigol.
He holds no pigol. There's no pigol on karbanos that are brought on the inner mizbeach. There are four karbanos brought on the inner mizbeach. What are the four karbanos brought on the inner mizbeach? One, if Klai Yisrael makes a mistake and they pass on the mistake, that's brought to the inside.
Two is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, brings a parachatos for himself and for his family on the inner mizbeach. Three, the sa'ir from the goral on Yom Kippur is brought on the inner mizbeach. And number four, a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake. All those are brought on the inside. So come on. So I would have thought, and there's no pigle on that according to Rav Shimon. So I would have thought, just as there's no pigle, there's also no tuma. Mishum tuma namilo, kamash bon dimachayiv.
You chayiv for that. Fine. So we got out of that question. We didn't get out of the main question. The main question is, according to Rabbi Avo, that's not what we learned from these three karetzes by Kachim and Shlomim. We learned a different din. We learned about things that are not edible. That's our question. How do you know that carbon olive you already applied to tuma mitzvah and kedusha? How do you know?
Ella, Ami Narda Mishmei Derava, like this. Shalosh Tumas B'Shlamim Lama. Why are there three Tumas? Achas L'Klal, Achas L'Prat. Achas L'Tuma, Hatsuva, the Torah Stam.
One, and the third one is to tell you such a thing as an Olivei Yore. The Eni De Mahi, I don't know what that is. Havi Omar, Tumas Kodesh. That's Tumas Kodesh.
Bimeno Indian L'Tumas Kodesh.
Then ask the Levi the Rebbe. I don't even need Tumas Kodesh. I have Rebbe's Gzeira Shavah for that.
Tanei Linyan Tumas Mikdash.
We use it for Tumas Mikdash.
Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Behind Nami Mi Boile. I need it. I need to boil Lemichtav Kareis. Look at the Rebbe Avo. Kashev Nami Tumos. Dulo Sagi Lo Bala Vachi.
Rebbe, I need it. In other words, all we did was change the word. We changed the word Kodesh for the word Tumah. And then, the problem is, that doesn't change Rabbi Avoh's problem. Rabbi Avoh said that we need these three to tell me that things that are not Kodesh. That we said, well, it's coming to teach you things that are not Tumah. But according to Rabbi Avoh, it's the same thing. Tumah and Kodesh go hand in hand. So back to square one.
Ella Amarava Ishya Tumaso Tumaso.
It's a Zereshava.
Siv Hacha. It says over here by Karbon Olav Yored, Lachol Tumaso. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by someone who goes into the Beis Hamikdash for Mezid, Tomei Yiyeh O Tumas Obo. Ma Lahal on Tumas Mikdash, Avkan Tumas Mikdash.
So it's a Gzei Rishava. That's all. At the end of the day, it's a Gzei Rishava.
Ask the Gemara, the Ela Ba Lomeli.
The one I don't need Ba for, to exclude Truma. It's a Gzei Rishava. I don't need Ba.
So the Gemara says, you're right. that Larabos Niflas Ov Tahar. That's to exclude, to include the Nevela of an Ov Tahar, right?
Nevela of an Ov Tahar, it's a kosher bird, but it died. So if you touch that bird, you become tummy? The answer is no. The only time you become tummy is if you swallow it. Okay? If you swallow it. So you swallow such a bird, then you go to the Beit HaMikdash, that's included. Something where, wait a minute, huh, I'm at the Ba Miyutahu. We've been saying all along that the Ba is an exclusion. We shouldn't be Miyutahu, we after. Now you're telling me it's an inclusion? More things are included now? Even Tar birds that died? The Gemara says, yeah. It's clear, it says, Okiyiga, Devar Nigia, in something that you can touch, yes, the Lav Bar Nigia Lo. Something that doesn't become Tommy by touching, like a bird, not included. The Uksiv Ba, and it says Ba, Miyutahavi, which is Miyut, Miyutahar Miyut,
when you have two miyutim, what happens is it becomes an inclusion. Inclusion.
So we're including also a kosher bird that became tummy. And you touch that, you don't get tummy. When do you become tummy? It's only if you eat it. Why? That's a quirk in Hilchas Tumas birds. Okay? Why is ein mirachamid el rabos? What kind of rule is that?
The rule then.
What? No, it's Rabbi Shmuel? No, I don't know about that. Is that no, it's not one of the Gilmidos.
So the other math is like this. One meat means we already have a meat. I have a meat already. Right? This but not that. Tare birds but not Tara birds. Why do I have a second meat? What do we need another meat for? It's already not included. They're not included twice. It becomes included. You hear that logic? Right?
Okay. Well, he says it better. He says, the second meat is Magala, that the first meat is not really a meat. Okay? Okay. Next. Yesh ba yediyah batzilu v'ein ba yediyah batzof sir hanasim b'fnim an yom kippur is mechaper until you know. So very, very quickly, there are four cases in the Mishnah. One, you have Yediyah Batzila and Yediyah Besov, and you have Ahelam Bein Tayyip. What happens to such a person? Korban Ol V'Yorei. Number two, you have Yediyah Batzila, but you don't have Yediyah Besov. You never remember. You never became aware. Right? What's that person? He brings this. Yom Kippur helps him until he remembers. Number three, no Yediyah Batzila, but yes Yediyah at the end. And number four, no Yediyah Batzila and no Yediyah at the end. Right? The last two cases are my focus tonight in the Mishnah. Okay? So now we're talking about Yesh Bayediyah Batzila, the Ein Bayediyah Basof. What's the halakha? Yom Kippur comes to save you until you remember. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. The Chifral, Tomas, Halakodesh, Tomas Bnei Yisrael, Leish Mi, Yesh Li, the Indian Zeh, Lahavi Shalosh Tomas. I could have said that we're including three Tomas. Not Tomas Mikdash Rukadasha. Listen to the three Averas that we're going to include that you didn't know about it, but then you found out about it. Tomas Avodah Zarah, Tomas Gila Arayos, and Tomas Shvichas Damim. By the way, Bavod Zarahu Ditziv, it's Bavod Zarahu Omer Laman Tomeh Mikdasha. Right? There's a Tumah by Bavod Zarah. This is not a halachic Tumah, it's really a hashkafic Tumah. Right? It's a hashkafic Tumah. Regila right to Omer Shmartim as a Shmartil, Vilti Asos Mikokas Ato Avos, and the passage continues, Velo Sitamu Bahem. Don't become Tomeh. Again, it's a hashkafic Tumah. Right? Someone in the Vav of Gila right is called the Tomeh. And the Shrikhas Damu, and the Shrikhas Damu says, Velocitame, yes, Aret. Yachal, Gimel, Tumas, Halalu, Yesir, Mechaper. I would have thought maybe the Seir on Yom Kippur is Mechaper. These are Veiriz. Talmud Lomar, Mitumos, Bnei Yisrael, Velot, Kol, Tumos. Not every Tumah, only some Tumas. Which one? Mamatim, Shechilah, Kasav. When does the Torah make a distinction? When the Torah makes a distinction. What kind of distinction? A distinction regarding the price of the carbon. Mechlal called Tumas Havi Omer. I would have originally thought it means every Tumah.
Tumas Mikdash Rukidashav. It only means Tumas Mikdash Rukidashav. Why? Because only Tumas Mikdash Rukidashav is there a price difference. Ah, Khan, Tumas Mikdash Rukidashav, Div Rebbe Yehuda. So too, Tumas Mikdash Rukidashav. Okay? That's the only tumah that the power on Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Not going to be mechaper tumas gila raya and tumas shvichas dam and tumas avodah zarah. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, how is it possible to bring a how is it possible that you didn't know you murdered and then you found out after? How's that possible? How's that possible? If you're amazed that you get killed, if you're shogi, you go to galus. How could you have a situation where you need Yom Kippur to help you out? So the Gemara is going to ask that today. Rav Shimon Omer, Mkomahu Mukhra. The actual Bakar, the Pesukim, reveal that we're talking about Mikdash and Kedasha. Hey Omer, it says, V'chibra al-Kodesh, B'tumos shal Kodesh. Yachal kol Tumah shal B'Kodesh, Yisar Zeh Mechaper. Abra Kodesh, every Tumah, Tamad Lomar, U'vifishayim l'chol Chatotam. Chatoim dumi de Pesharim. It's a chet like a Pesha. Ma Pesharim she'ena b'nei Karbon. Just like a Pesha, there is no carbon. Af Chatoim she'ena b'nei Karbon. So to the chet, it's not b'nei Karbon. When I in Sheesh by Yedia Batzila, they by Yedia Batzov, says ears at Tola, Tamalomer, Lachal Chatasam, Chayve Chatas from Ashma, Chayve Chatas. So what do we get out of all that? We get out of all that, that the carbon all of you are, it applies to a finished Rukadasha. We had a Havamina, it applies to the big three. No, it doesn't apply to the big three. Now tomorrow, the Gemara is going to ask, well, how could it apply to the big three? How is it possible to be over at Avodah Zarah and you don't have to bring your own carbon? That you need Yom Kippur to help you. How could that be? That'll be tomorrow. So we'll stop here. When we do tomorrow we're going to have a 7:15 tomorrow stop. Sunday schedule. Everybody have a very good day. 7:10. Yeah.